Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up, I should say that better, right? Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Most weekday mornings. Some weekday mornings. There we go. I can hear my wife yelling downstairs. We're working from home still. She's a personal trainer and I'm a radio knucklehead. And so sometimes there's some bleed over. I don't know if you could hear that or not, but it's awesome. I am in terrible shape considering I have a lovely wife who is in great shape and does things all day, every day. I wonder if she secretly holds that against me. Wow, depressing. there's a start to your day. About to interview Oliver Tree. He is a very ridiculous YouTube star slash musician person who has he's effectively modern day Dumb and Dumber. He's got the bowl cut. What's his name? Lloyd Christmas. The bowl cut, ridiculous 90s fashion, glasses that look weird, and he swears a lot more, I think. Anyway, he's an artist that played at summer camp last year. That's our big concert that we have every, well, not every summer because this year, yikes. But it's a, anyway, it's weird. He took a giant, they created a giant push scooter. That was his thing when he was first debuting. He went from radio station to radio station and rode his Razor scooter. And let's say at our place, he jumped a Razor scooter off of our conference table. Quite the stunt. And then performed for us. He's ridiculous. And anyway, they built a 20-foot tall Razor scooter. It was three wheels, though. And you know, with the motorcycle community, if I'm not mistaken, if you ride a three-wheeled motorcycle, the two-wheeled motorcycles give you a hard time. Regardless, he set up the stunt to ride this three-wheeled Razor scooter down a stretch of runway in California and set some sort of record before maiming the scooter and self. I say that very tongue-in-cheek. And we'll be hanging out with him today on Instagram if you get this in time, 11:45 Tuesday morning. If you're listening to it afterwards, I just wasted 90 seconds of your time. So, well, about 80 to be fair. Okay, great, terrific. What happened today? Oh, well, school is already going to be at home for some people, and the Seahawks, not quite firing back up just yet.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, just a handful shy of 800 positive COVID-19 tests in Washington State, with some more fatalities as well. We're headed toward the school year with COVID-19 surging, and boy are there feelings. According to King5.com, the Kent School District will start with remote learning in the fall, and once one of them figures it out, you gotta feel like Seattle and other school districts will probably follow. There is some good news that the vaccine trials are showing positive signs, from Oxford in England to University of Washington. Here in Seattle, the tests so far are looking good in monkeys and mice. Because that's a thing that happens at the UW. Wow. Yes, I'm aware of how they develop drugs all the time, but that's crazy. Alcohol use is way up during continued troubling times and lockdowns, with more people working from home and then drinking at home. Hopefully that means DUIs are way down, too. You can read the conclusions from studies that have been conducted now at seattletimes.com. And JK about Seahawks rookies reporting for camp today, says the seattletimes.com. It could possibly still happen, but they haven't sorted out that whole testing for COVID issue, so expect maybe another day or two.
You just got news.
I'm exhausted. How about you? Just thinking about those people playing football makes me very tired. It's weird not having, like, any kind of certainty as to when things might kind of resume, and then watching everyone on the internet fight about it is just so much. These people down in Oregon that are getting arrested by federal agents that are just kind of unnamed, that are throwing them into vans and carting them off, that seems terrifying. I asked my friend, who's a political science person, if this is World War III, and he said, no, not only if China starts doing some stuff. I'm like, well, that's reassuring. No secret police yet in Seattle that we're aware of. They're headed to Chicago next. It really seems scary. I've been having a lot of thoughts about it, and it's like, I'm still locked out of Twitter, so I can't just share them there. So you're welcome. But it's like, it seems like the president can only unify people via a message of hate. It's only like making fun of people and being harsh and offers no real unity except for people that want to hate. He's like, even the Emperor in Star Wars was able to spin a tale to be able to convince people, lure them in. This guy's just vitriolic, and it's very strange. And so I see a ton of people spending a lot of time on the internet trying to convince other people to wear a mask. And it really just becomes kind of a showboating between maskers and the weird anti-maskers. And you're not going to convince anybody because it's just a weird stand where you get to be always right online. I wish we would spend more time trying to figure out like how to help equality and less time pointlessly shaming each other. Well, okay, that's pretty far. Let's talk about something a little nicer. Let's go music and how you're going to listen to it in the future and how I'm going to have a big burp while the Nerd Talk plays.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Elon Musk revealed via Twitter that his laser-drilled brain interface, Neuralink, will in theory allow you to stream music directly to your brain. You want to talk about getting a song stuck in your head? How about connecting to your smartphone? Sure. Imagine thinking the lights off, or closing the garage with your mind, or getting hacked at a coffee shop while you share the same Wi-Fi and being sent into a murderous killing spree? Oh, that sounds less good. Bad news from the world of film. The very nerdy, palindromy, brain-bustery looking new movie from Christopher Nolan, Tenet, has been twice pushed back from opening and now slips even further down the calendar indefinitely. Warner Brothers has postponed the film as theaters can't open, and it seems like something you'd want to watch on the big screen if it's anything like his other movies. And finally, holy crap, there's a new ocean forming, think geophysicists studying the African tectonic plate, currently breaking into two and drifting apart on the easternmost part of that continent. Now, there's no need to hop on the Corona Express and fly to Ethiopia to check this out. The change is expected to take 50 million years, or 49,999,950 years longer than we have left. Ah, that sucks.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Not feeling super great about today, huh? What a bummer, Gregor, you jerk. It's just the internet is awful today. It's really hard to navigate without everything feeling like we're doomed. There's this Bill Hicks skit, what do you call it? Bit? That's what it is, Bill Hicks bit. And he talks about how you turn on CNN and everything is war and famine and death and destruction and war and famine and death and destruction, murder, racism, everything, right? All the time. And while those things are happening, and that is what the news cycle looks like right now, if you take a second to step outside and look around, we still have our individual humanity for right now. Maybe that'll change, but right now, you can step outside and just go for a walk and leave your phone off or behind and not have to be subjected to it. We sort of choose to dive into this news cycle and this narrative that makes us anxious. And so if you could be a little more zen, you can live a little more in the moment and put that away out of your sight, you'll notice that, like, life just keeps on lifing. I don't know. Just take a minute and step outside. Do whatever you want, but maybe take a minute and step outside away from me and the other people that are spouting stuff off and just take a deep breath and look around and realize that nothing matters.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
Oh, O'Reilly.
We're a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!